Moncrief on News Talk.
There was a case in the use in the UK this week where a cyclist was prosecuted for riding their bike without keeping their hands on the handlebars. The cyclist is appealing that decision. Is this an example of what cyclists are really like, or a highly unrepresentative example? Get ready to be outraged. News Talk's Everyone is an Idiot Except Me correspondent Henry McKean has been out speaking with the combatants. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And yeah, this particular barrister, he was stopped by a female London police officer and was charged, basically, for cycling with no hands or not holding the actual handlebars, I should say. He did have hands.
Yeah, well, I suppose that would have made it more difficult if he didn't have hands,
well,
obviously.
It could explain it.
Now, he, as it turns out, he's a barrister, so he's able to make a big stink about it.
And he did, online, on social, he did. And, you know, it was, he made it difficult for the particular officer. But here in Ireland, the law is much clearer. Under Irish road traffic law, a pedal cycle shall not be ridden by any person unless that person keeps at least one hand on the handlebars. So basically, letting go of the handlebars is illegal, but if you keep one hand on that handlebar, you're not breaking the law, and the fine is €40 or a possible court proceedings if you're involved in an accident or if you're stopped repeatedly. And it could also mean that you could be prosecuted under dangerous driving laws. I got to meet cyclists and I also observed e-scooters, and some were behaving well and others weren't. weren't obeying any of the rules of the road. They were breaking lights, not holding onto the handlebars. They were doing wheelies. I haven't done a wheelie in years. I know you still love a wheelie.
Oh, no, totally.
You love it. And yeah, e-scooters, yeah, unfortunately, still driving on the pavement very fast.
So just a delivery lad there on his phone, no hands, just cycling along, electric as well, here on Cable Street. You're a cyclist, you cycle everywhere?
Yeah, I cycle everywhere. I only stopped at the light because you
stopped
me.
I stopped you.
Yeah, I would have cycled straight through it.
You would have gone through. And do you think we're good at stopping at lights, cyclists here in Ireland, or do you think we see it as a grey area?
I think we see it as an optional.
An option. Yeah. If it's safe to go, you'll go. And do you ever not hold on to the handlebars?
When I was younger, I used to cycle around with no hands all the time.
But now you do hold on.
I have children.
And, you know, you're listening to a podcast right now, but you have your phone in your pocket. You wouldn't hold your phone and cycle?
No, I wouldn't. Definitely not.
Another delivery lad almost hit a pedestrian, just broke those lights there. It was close. You're both teenagers. Why is it that some teenagers like to do wheelies and cycle without holding on to the handlebars?
Just for the fun of it, really. That's all it is.
Just a bit of crack.
Yeah.
And do you have a pedal bike or an electric?
Both.
You've got both?
Yeah.
And what do you prefer?
Ooh, pedal bike.
I prefer a pedal bike too. And yourself, do you sometimes not hold on to the handlebars?
Yeah. Sit there, just no hands in the pockets, do you know what I mean?
Just relaxing cycling?
Yeah.
And are you a wheelie man yourself?
Sometimes. Depends if it's a push bike or not.
I personally wouldn't. That's a balance problem. Yeah, no.
So balance, you've got to hold on to the handlebars.
Yes, when you've got cars coming at you, like, you kind of need to have a bit of stability.
Is it safe to cycle in the city, do you think?
No, but that's not due to cyclists, that's due to a lack of infrastructure. So you've got bike lanes that end, but, you know, taxis trying to run you over, like, it's not safe for cyclists.
You're originally from Spain. Do you cycle without holding the handlebars much?
Sometimes, when it's safe.
When it's safe, you do?
Yeah. Because if I don't use the hands for cycling, I can read the phone.
Let go of the handlebars and just sit back and just relax on the bike, yeah? You know what I mean?
Wheelie. Do you ever do a wheelie?
When I was young, I don't be doing them wheelies anymore now. But yeah, if you're going down the road and you're just tired, you just let go of the handlebars, the bike will just go.
And yourself, do you ever cycle without holding the handlebars?
The odd time, yeah.
Why?
Maybe you have to answer your phone.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, as you heard there, there are some cyclists who do like to ride their bikes without holding the handlebars, but only when it's safe, so they can look at their phone. That's the acme of... That's absolutely terrifying.
Well,
that's nuts.
They're being honest, and we were around Capel Street, which is now pedestrianised.
That's the thing, they're being honest. They don't see anything wrong with it.
Well,
you know,
and I actually think that breaking the lights is far more dangerous. And, you know, people did break the lights often, I think that's far more dangerous. But yeah, I think it's the mobile phones creeping in. So that's why they're not holding on to the handlebars, because they're trying to, you know, perhaps watch Instagram or send a tweet or something. But I did get to meet this man who runs a bike shop.
How you doing, Henry? It's Darren Walsh here from Cycle Bike, the bicycle store on Mary's Abbey in Dublin 7.
Darren, do you think Irish people are good at cycling? Are we risk takers? Do we break the lights, or have we improved?
It's a 50-50 question. I think that half the people are very responsible. They cycle in and out of town every day. They're very careful. They obey the rules of the road. And then there's the other cohort, the other half, who don't.
So we've a Lewis coming along, and the Lewis has right of way. Oh, no, hang on. No, the Lewis does have right of way. A cyclist just skimmed past him. So there are some risk takers, whereas this lady here, she waited. Handlebars, not holding on to them. We all did it as kids. Do you do it ever? And do you think it's, you know, breaking the rules? Or?
I certainly have forgotten the scale of cycling a bicycle without holding onto the handlebars. I've seen my kids do it in the park. So yeah, it's something that we did as kids, and it's something that is prevalent. But I think that anybody who would do something like that in the city centre is absolutely nuts.
And there are a few people in the city centre who are nuts, and I mean that from a cycling point of view. Sometimes they do wheelies on their mountain bikes through the city centre. They're not breaking the law, but is it just bad practice?
It's very bad practice. I mean, really, it's just all about endangering other road users. We're located here at Capel Street, which, as you're very aware, I'm sure, has been pedestrianised over the last 18 months or so. And even like cyclists on Capel Street, speeding and not paying attention, partaking in the kind of behaviour that you're talking about, breaking lights, shouting at people who are using the pedestrianised space. It's tricky, it's dangerous, and it's not everybody, for sure it's not everybody, but there is a cohort who don't respect the rules of the road, who don't respect other road users, and really, I don't know if it's a youth thing, but they take their lives in their own hands regularly, by breaking lights, by taking their hands off the handlebars, by just not paying attention, you know?
There you go, that was Darren Walsh from Cycle Bike there, who has a very balanced view of it, it must be said, in fairness to him. One texter says, I was stopped by the guards in the 80s for cycling with no hands. He said, don't ever let me see you doing that again. He was right, in fairness. It reminds me of another time in the same decade when I was stopped for having no lights and was told to bring the lights I told him I had to the station by the end of the week. I did, where another guard tried to find the unentered entry in their book. Of course, his colleague hadn't bothered entering it in the book. He too was right, in fairness. God, you were quite the tearaway in the 80s. You going around, no hands, no lights. It's a good thing you're still here. I agree with what that speaker said. The issue is infrastructure for cyclists. As somebody who cycles regularly, you need your wits about you to be prepared for unpredictable drivers who swerve too quickly and don't check their mirrors. Indeed. How many people have been prosecuted for no hands in their handlebar, says his texter. Another law in Ireland that nobody cares about and isn't watched by the Gardaí. Well, you just answered your own question there. And honestly, I don't know the answer to it. What about mobile phone use on a bicycle? Well, as you heard there, it does happen. And people will take their hands off the handlebars so they can look at the phone. I think it's irresponsible for cyclists to be riding along with headphones, says his texter. As a driver, I've had to anticipate dangerous behaviour from cyclists who are just in their own world and completely ignorant of the rules of the road. So we're back into, motorists think cyclists are terrible and vice versa. Now, a lot of people listen, Henry, might say some cyclists are bad enough, but it's the electric scooters.
The electric scooters, all hell is going on out there with them, and they're extremely dangerous. And they do go over 20 kilometres per hour. Some of them go much, much faster than that. And they are an issue, but also e-bikes as well. I got to meet Jude. He stopped for me.
You've got a beautiful electric bike with big fat tyres. What sort of bicycle is this?
It's an electric bike. It's a pedal assist bicycle.
Pedal assist. How fast can it go?
It can only go 24.
24 kilometres.
The legal limit.
The legal limit. For you, do you ever not hold on to the handlebars?
No.
Wheelies?
No, they're way past my time now. They're the old BMX days. No, and definitely not.
You know, you're obeying the law. I noticed you've stopped when the light was red and you go when it's green. Yeah. You know, you do try.
If you go through there, you don't know whether somebody come down on another bicycle to crash into you. Or somebody coming up with no pain, no patient. Or a Lewis. Well, you can't miss that. But I mean, it's a general safety thing. You know, if you're driving along with no handrail, you hit a stone. If you come off that, you could go under another car.
What do you think of Irish bicycle safety and the standards of cycling and the laws? Do you think we're good at it? Or do we break the rules?
No, I wouldn't say so. Some break the rules cycling on footpaths. Cycling over bridges. No, that bridge down there, like Millennium, cycling over that.
So the Millennium Bridge, you're not supposed to cycle across?
I've seen people, and cycling on the boardwalk as well. People
and the boardwalk?
Yes, you do. You know. Well, because it's simple fact of the matter is, you can kill somebody with a bicycle just as easy as a car.
You could, you're right. And here on Capel Street, I'm feeling the weight of your bike. Oh my God, it's heavy. It's very heavy.
Now, if you get a banger now, what do you think is going to happen?
I'll be in hospital.
It could be even worse.
It could be. And Capel Street here, this guy's actually got off his bicycle. He's back on it now. And that is allowed. It's a shared space.
It is.
You can cycle, people can walk.
I can cycle and people can walk. It's really down to your own choice what you want to do, whether you want to walk or what you want to cycle. Like, if you want to maybe do a few bits and pieces, walk in, yeah. But if you're just going to walk or coming from walk, I work for Dublin City Council, as you can see. I just use the bike for walk.
Well, it does say it on your high vis. What do you do for them?
It's collecting waste management. Around the city centre, emptying bins and all that. No, you see that? No. Did you expect that?
So there is a Renault Clio that's lost.
Trying to turn.
And they're on the Lewis tracks and no cars are allowed down there.
Always expect the unexpected. That's our motto anyway. That's my motto. Always expect the unexpected because you've just seen an example of it yourself. Now, if I was going through there and had my headphones, which I never would wear headphones on a bike, or sunglasses or headphones, if I had my headphones on there, I'd be listening to music. I'd have went straight through and maybe hit him.
There you go. That was Jude there, who's a responsible e-bike owner. Racing cyclists, as his text, regularly take their hands off to eat and drink. Also, if you win a race, most cyclists will cross the line with their hands up. Are they all breaking the law? I suppose technically they are, though. You could, I suppose, maybe say it's a private thing. So I don't know the technicalities of that. Though a texter says the police in Paris will stop and fine you if they see you wearing headphones while cycling. It's 60 euro.
Okay, 60 euro for wearing headphones?
Yeah, and it sounds like it's on the spot. Like,
That's a lot. And again,
that's what you'd need to do.
Like runners as well, they say that if you run with headphones, you run faster. And you could say the same thing about cycling. And people do it to block the sound around them so they're in their own world, which obviously is extremely dangerous when you're sharing the road or the pavement with pedestrians, with children, with other motorists.
Yeah.
Lots of people are wearing headphones and cycling, absolutely. Yeah.
Somebody else says, don't get me started about what pedestrians walking on footpaths, looking at their phones, bumping into people. Yeah, though I imagine that's more of an annoyance rather than it's super dangerous, but it certainly is an annoyance. Now, I suppose there's a certain amount of people on bicycles and e-bikes who are doing it professionally, who might be under a bit of pressure to get from A to B as quickly as possible.
And these gig economy workers, these food delivery drivers, they're very busy at lunchtime and even around now and then in the evenings. And, you know, the younger generation love to get food delivery on an electric bike. But these workers, they're on extremely low incomes. They get about €3 per delivery. So, you know, in a busy time, they might make 3-4 deliveries in an hour. And they're trying to, you know, some of them anyway, break lights, try to get those deliveries, as many as they can in the hour, to earn some money. And with that comes danger. So that they're cycling sometimes down the wrong way of the street on a one-way street. Sometimes they're, you know, using the app and they're not holding the handlebars and they're perhaps just, you know, tired. Here is a lad who knows them. He's a courier and he delivers parcels and letters.
You're a courier. You've got one of these beautiful cargo bikes. Is it pedal or is it electric?
Both.
It's both. And how many years have you been a courier?
About 5.
Do you like being a courier?
Yeah.
So you go all over the shop?
All over the city, yeah.
And what are you delivering?
Everything.
So parcels, food?
Parcels, no food, no.
No food?
No.
So letters?
Just letters, boxes, stuff like that.
Do you think we've got better as cyclists in this country or worse?
Depends on the cyclist. Some delivery drivers are just delivering food are lethal.
So some of those delivery cyclists
are lethal. They don't stop for lights. They don't pull into the bike lanes. People walking across the road, they just go through.
And they're on a small amount of money, and it's per delivery.
Yeah.
So for them to earn about 12 or 15 euro an hour, my understanding is they need to make about three deliveries.
More. Them lads now could be sitting around 2 to 3 hours without a delivery, and they have nothing to fall back on.
So it's gig economy. It's per gig.
I call it a scam.
You think it's a scam?
Yeah, because if they're not earning, they've nothing to fall back on, like, for that time.
So they'd be busy, and they might earn maybe 30, 40 euro in 1 hour, and then nothing.
A day. Yeah, some of them.
So tough.
Oh, it's very tough.
Do you think the laws are enforced here? Do you think cyclists can get away with breaking the lights?
No.
You don't think they're enforced?
You break a light, it's a 40 euro fine.
And have you ever seen the guards catch people?
Yeah.
You have?
I've been caught myself.
You've been caught?
Yeah.
So they do enforce it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very good at it. And, like, they will follow you, like, up a couple of streets just to get you.
And then they'll give you the 40 euro fine.
Then they first they give you a warning. They tell you if they catch you again, it's a 40 euro fine.
Right. So it does happen. PJ also texted in to say, I saw an e-scooter guard a checkpoint in Rap Mines last week where they were checking the speed going through. So it does happen. I'm a cyclist. I see drivers on their phones every single day. Yeah, no one's saying that it doesn't happen with drivers as well, of course. Cyclists forget about everyone else on the road. Wearing headphones is perhaps the most irresponsible thing a person on a bike can do. They need to look around at their situation and assess the danger, especially if cycling around busy city streets. Well, as you heard there, some do, some most definitely don't. Henry, thanks a million. As ever, Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.